brought to you by Bose and by XMWX Satellite Weather. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh 2011. Here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, we're with Juan Aguayo. He is with the Department of Economic Development and Commerce for the government of Puerto Rico. And Juan, there's a big issue in aviation these days is outsourcing to foreign countries by aircraft manufacturers. You're here to spread the news about the benefits of setting up in Puerto Rico, right?
That's correct. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to talk to you, Russ. We're really excited to be here. We have a booth set up in 4144 in Hangar D. And our mission here is to spread the word what Puerto Rico is doing to attract the aviation industry on two sides. One is the pilots for flying that we're going to be having, that we're going to be talking about later on about that. But also for companies that are interested in establishing business in Puerto Rico. We have wonderful stories to tell you in terms of establishing a site as a control for a corporation. Any business that is established in Puerto Rico, it will be the same as being established in any of the states. You are on a U.S. territory, and we can provide you with tax incentives and cash grants to help establish the business. I can give you an example. Honeywell, for example, Honeywell Aerospace established themselves in Puerto Rico. They were provided incentives, cash grants to get established. And Honeywell has about 898 engineers that are working there for Honeywell worldwide. Lockheed Martin is also there. Pratt & Whitney, Hamilton Sundstrand. The reason they're established here is because they're able to get their business going in a U.S. control jurisdiction, fully compliant with ITAR regulations, and they can provide services to other clients throughout the world, and any parts manufactured in Puerto Rico carries also the Made in USA logo. The government of Puerto Rico is providing ample incentives for hiring personnel, highly qualified personnel, providing incentives if you need a location to be established. PRICO, the Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company, owns all the industrial parks in Puerto Rico. So, for example, if you need a facility, 25 square feet, 50,000 square feet, we provide the funding to revamp the place, prepare it, and you just have to lease it in very, very short term leases and small costs.
So what about the labor force in Puerto Rico? If you set up shop there, are you going to be able to find people to staff your business?
Yes, we have ample talent to provide our different companies that are established here. From engineering design to parts and manufacturing to all the parts that need to be assembled for any type of product. For example, Hamilton Sundstrand has been in Puerto Rico for almost 30 years, and they have almost 1,000 employees over there working, making parts at their particular location. The School of Engineering for the University of Puerto Rico, Mayagüez, is one of the top engineering schools in the nation. We have people from NASA, from all the different major companies, Lockheed Martin, all the different companies come to Puerto Rico to recruit. In about 2005, we established the Aerospace Challenge Program in Puerto Rico with the Puerto Rico Industrial Development Company, where we help different organizations acquire the talent they need in order to get their services and the work and the different works going. We can find talent from all sorts of level, and also there's talent outside Puerto Rico that whenever they discover that there's a new business being established in Puerto Rico, they come in and they move back to Puerto Rico to assist. We're working a new project with a major company for an MRO project at the Roosevelt Roads formal Navy Air Station, and we're seeking MRO mechanics in order to establish an MRO location right there at the base. So there's ample opportunities for labor.
Well, and you've set up kind of a fun way for people to come and discover Puerto Rico and see what opportunities might lie from there or might arise from there. Why don't you tell us about your first ever Puerto Rico fly-in that's happening this December, which is a nice time to fly to Puerto Rico.
Yes, we're calling it a five-night Midwinter's Escape to Paradise, December 8th to 13th, 2011. It's the inaugural Puerto Rico fly-in. We have many pilots that come to Puerto Rico throughout the year, but they don't really discover what Puerto Rico is all about. They basically just fly in, maybe stay at a close hotel. What we're putting together by the Puerto Rico Economic Development Group and the Puerto Rico Tourism Company is a full package for pilots to really understand and learn what Puerto Rico is all about. You can have more access to the information by going to seepuertorico.com, C-S-E-E, puertorico.com. They'll give you a full package of what we have available to show. We really want this one to be a really exciting fly-in, and the first of many that we're going to be having through the next years.
Okay, and you've got a booth here at Oshkosh. Tell us where we can find you.
Yes, we're located in Hangar D, booth number 4144. You can have more information. Also, we are taking cards. We're giving away a luxury accommodation at the luxury hotel in Puerto Rico for the five-day stay. So we do encourage you to stop by to 4144 and Hangar D.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture Oshkosh 2011. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture in booths 190 and 3037 to 3039, or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.